Okay, so today I'm going to talk about direct sales in the age of social media, the good, the bad, and the ugly. There was an article that was written like, you know, four some years ago, and it was updated. And so I wanted to bring it to you because there's so much good information here. But I want you to listen to this call today and take notes based on how I can approach people. Think about it from a perspective of, am I approaching people right in sharing the business opportunity with them? Because, of course, I'm talking about direct sales. So I'm not talking about Amber Toast today. I'm talking about direct sales as an industry. So that's what you want to do. Highlight on your outline. Take notes in regards to, is there language in here? Is there some way I can be, you know, more forthright and be more persuasive with people that actually I'm approaching and they're looking at the potential of doing the business opportunity? Because sometimes the only way we share the business opportunity is about the income they can make. And when you get stuck in the income you can make, I think you're getting stuck. Number one, we can't make big, broad representations anymore, so we have to be careful with what we say, especially under our regulatory environment, because it's so tough today. But the other aspect is, you know, if that's not the number one reason people are joining direct sales, then we're selling the wrong thing. Does everybody understand that? And I think that's what you're going to get out of our, you know, training today and our talk today. So let's just jump in and talk about what is direct sales, who's doing it. Direct sales, exactly that, right? It's direct sales. It's person to person. And that's another way you can describe it. That's all we're doing is really we're taking it back in our own hands and we're talking person to person. And we, you know, it's about building friendships, building new friends. The Facebook friend, if you go into Facebook or any other social media quadrants, you're just going to be mentioning trying some new nutritional supplements. And the woman actually wrote this article. It's not in my outline, but the woman actually, Sandra Latham, she was laughing because she said, you realize that I'm such an introvert that, you know, I would never be interested, right? But many of their friends don't share that same hang-up. So she's a great writer and she loves to study industries, but she says she's such an introvert, network marketing never attracted her. But we do have a lot of introverts in our business too, don't we? They just maybe don't grow it as big as the extroverts, but they still love the products and they love to talk to people and tell them their experiences. There are almost 17 million involved in network marketing today, roughly 5.1% of the U.S. population. So that's a big, pretty big percentage of people involved in network marketing. I'm not sure you can find another industry that has that big a percentage of the total population, if you think about it, right? So if you have 500 friends, you just kind of do a calculation. You'd have about, you know, two to three dozen of them that may like to sell you something. So it's just setting up an expectation about how many people on your Facebook page and other social media would potentially be involved in network marketing. Sales are on the rise, at least through 2018. I think 2019, actually, if I look at the statistics, that those are hard to come by, but we see a little drop off, and there might have been just a slight one through 18, so I might be a little bit off on that number. It could have been through 2017, 18, and 19, maybe look a little drop off there. Wellness makes the biggest piece of the pie. We are number one, so that's a great thing. If people are going to go into network marketing, we absolutely, 35.6% of sales in 2018 in the network marketing industry are in the wellness industry. So that's another great statistic for you to have when you're sharing with people. If they're interested in the model and they're not sure about what product, why would you want to choose the one that has 35% of all sales, right? See, another aspect of how to share. Why Manatech? Approximately 75% are female and 85% are white. And that just the two states that have the highest percentage of network marketers. Are you ready? Get the for sale sign to put out in your front yard. No, I'm kidding. If you need to move. One is Texas. The other is California. But let's just get a perspective of that. What are the two largest states in the United States of America? Texas and California. So to think that they're the largest in sales as well is kind of we're kind of, we can assume that, right? Because of the largest states. The largest percentage of sales is found in the South. So Southerners are more likely to be involved in network marketing than up North. So, there's 37.4% in South, 24.3% West, 20.5% in the Midwest, and just 17.4% Northeast. So the Northeast, hopefully that you guys don't have a typo there. It's not the Northeast. And those were based on 2014 numbers. So because I didn't have any more, more recent numbers. The biggest predictor of success in network marketing is the ability to stay self-motivated, which is exactly why self-development and leadership training are absolutely so critical. So highlight that and know that that's something we're harping on. That's why we're doing so many more trainings at Manifest this year. We really want people to get involved in self-development. And honestly, you guys, without the network marketing industry, I don't know if I ever would have found self-development work. I never had done any until I was involved with Manatech in my very early stages. That's where I fell into the Clemmer routine and fell in love with them and really grew as a person in a way that I hadn't seen the rest of my life. Solid work ethic is also critical. So discipline to stay the course. And how many of us can raise our hand and say, Mary Jo, that's one of my problems, lack of discipline, right? And it's just programming, reprogramming yourselves, you know, putting structure in your life, getting a schedule. And I know a lot of people get involved in network marketing because they love the freedom. Well, freedom can destroy you if it's unbridled. So what you want to do is make sure you schedule. There's a reason I get up every morning, go work out, come back, work in my garden. By 8 o'clock, I'm ready to kick off and start my business. I get upstairs. I draft a schedule of what needs to be done, and I just click mark off of it all the way down. So it's about getting a schedule in your life, scheduling your life. That's the only way you'll really be successful in network marketing. In fact, I'm going to suggest the only way you're successful in anything in your life is to get discipline around that your time frame, your schedule, what you do and when you do it, because it's the quality of the choices of what you do as well, right? I mean, you can be scheduled all you want watching, you know, DVDs and things about network marketing all day long, but that's not going to grow your business. It grows you perhaps in more knowledge, but you want to be growing your business. So self-development critical, discipline, of course, critical, a solid work ethic, so to stay the course. And I love the quote. You can put this up on your board if it helps you. Nothing is going to happen without you making it happen. So stepping out of our comfort zone is sometimes the hardest thing to do, and it gets harder and harder. Trust me, people, as I get into my 60s now and you know, a lot of my friends have passed retired, and they look at me and they go, Mary Jo, you were the one that always made more money than all of us. Why are you still working? And I said, because I love what I do, and I don't look at it as work. I look at it as contribution, which is my number one core value. So I love to play in this field. So it's about, you know, we really, sometimes we get pushed to get out of our comfort zone because if you want to be a couch potato, that's your comfort zone, I suggest you opt out because it's not going to, doesn't challenge you, doesn't grow you, and you're not going to move in any positive direction on the couch. So write this down, I want to be comfortable with being uncomfortable. Yeah, I want to become comfortable with being uncomfortable. It's a great statement to me. All right, so number two says, why direct sales, right? And success is different for different people, right? Everybody, you have the list, don't first market on just one theory. You want to make sure that you look at all the concepts behind direct sales. And here are the issues that you want to look at. Low barriers for entry. You need to emphasize that these are things that you can talk about with people when you're trying to compare it to other opportunities. Low barriers for entry. You need to emphasize that it is a sales job. When you try to tell people, oh, this isn't sales, you're lying. So, there are a lot of people that try to misrepresent that, and I'm going, are you kidding me? I rather take it, what's my perspective in talking about sales? I tell people, you're selling yourself in everything you do in life. No matter what you're doing, you're raising children, you're selling yourself. Why? Because if you don't sell yourself to the kids, they're not going to believe in what you have to tell them. So, you know, your husband, you sell yourself every day with your husband if you want a wildly, you know, wildly romantic, loving relationship, right? I mean, that's why we sell ourselves. We're constantly, you know, trying to be the best we can be, which is this concept of selling ourselves. So we, in everything that we do, right, and so it's in network marketing, it's entrepreneurial, it's you're selling, you generate your own leads, you run your own business. I love the independence of that. Some people are a little fearful of it because they have less, like, what should I say, self-confidence. But what a beautiful chance for you to develop the skills of being self-employed and entrepreneurial. In our world today, everybody wants to be, not everybody, the masses want to be entrepreneurial. There are more people vying for entrepreneurial than are looking for JOBs. I couldn't say that when I, you know, 20 years ago. Today, it is absolutely true. People love the entrepreneurial things. They love their own gigs, and we see that happening more and more. So there's a demand for that, and we have one of the greatest gigs out there. You need to learn how to generate your own leads, run your own business, some kind of accounting ability, just, you know, and I tell people that's probably the least concern of mine. I just want you to keep track of envelopes on a monthly basis, and then you can always turn it over to your accountant or somebody who loves to do those things. I always believe in collaboration, so, you know, collaborate with other people, and that's one thing network marketing does. It just enhances your ability to collaborate and your need to collaborate, so you just do some of the things that I teach in business trainings. The number one top thing in a business training, collaboration. You know, if you think you can do it all by yourself, you're going to lose. And you're going to go, you might eventually get there, but it might take you 10 years instead of 2 years. So do you really want to waste 8 years of your life because you were too shy to talk to somebody else and collaborate? Stop it. Collaboration's huge. Flexible, so low barriers to entry is absolutely a selling point for people. Anyone could be there. Flexible schedules, this is probably one of the top reasons people get involved in network marketing is because they want to add a little bit extra income to the family, whether it's 500 or 1,000, but they want to do it on their time. Flexible doesn't mean whenever you feel like it. Flexible means you still schedule. It just allows you to pick the hours. So if you're doing Manatech and you want to be flexible and you go, okay, so what 4 hours? Okay, Mary Jo, well, maybe I only want to do 2 hours a day. Great. What 2 hours are you going to do it? Lock it down and do it, right? Flexible doesn't mean I choose to do it today and not tomorrow and not the rest of the week. No, flexible means you have choices around what hours you choose to do it. So this works incredible. It's important that we have discipline with it, but it qualifies stay-at-home moms, primary caregivers, retirees, and there are great articles out there, people, if you want to go market to people 60-plus, because if you look at what's happening to their payouts and people that are relying on Social Security to survive, they're not going to survive. You cannot survive on Social Security. You know, if you're getting paid $1,400, $1,600, even some of us getting $2,800 or whatever, maxing out $33,000 a month, you can't live off of that in today's world, right? I mean, you could if you have a one-bedroom apartment and you kind of like, you know, don't drive a car. I mean, I look at our car insurance bill this year. It was $2,200, and I don't even pay for collision on the cars because they're old. You follow? And it's crazy. Homeowners insurance, off the charts. I mean, so there's just those expenses have all skyrocketed, and it's crazy the kind of income you have to make just to sustain yourself. So the important thing is that we want to be disciplined, and we're looking at this, hey, how do I add additional income for people who are seniors who are trying to, and there's, again, lots of articles out there if you want to go after that population. You can do that, right? And it gives them the opportunity to be able to feel like, yeah, I can now survive and I can have a lifestyle that's at least something I don't worry every day about where the next dime's coming from. Working at your own pace. They say like 61% of the people love this. That's one of the main reasons why they love network marketing. They get to work at their own pace. No one else pressures them. There's no time clock. There's no hours. And I can do it as fast or as slow as I want. So, but again, time management can be people's biggest struggle. product adoration. That's another reason people get involved. They are attracted to a product. They attracted their sales because they adore the products. We have that huge in Manatech because of our incredible breakthrough product called Ambertose. And 64% said they're willing to get in to get the products at a discount. Read that. I want everybody on this call to get that. 64% of the people involved in network marketing said they were willing to get into network marketing to get products at a discount. So you can say, okay, Mary Jo, what does that mean for us? And I go, well, our product prices are the same whether you're an associate or a customer. The customer loyalty points give people the ability, it's really like 20% off. Every time you buy products, you can say, but they don't get 25, they have to cash in. I go, right, but in effect, they're getting 20% credit on every purchase on auto order. Everybody get that? So why would you want to buy products any other way? You want to get involved in direct sales because you get that discount. So that product, if the discount is important to them, then that's important for us to be able to communicate that. So the customer loyalty credits, people, write that down as something. If you're not sharing that point with people, you need to do that. And then social capital. This is huge as well. A huge percentage of people want to get involved because they are looking for a community of like-minded people, having fun with a bunch of people you enjoy being around. I've got a group out in Lubbock that they meet every single month. They love each other. They have lunches together. They have dinners together. It's a social event. I wish I could light a fire and they could sign up more people out there. But I love just the community they've created. In fact, I'm heading out to Lubbock in the next 2 weeks. To spend a couple days with them. So it's great, that community, social capital. It's a source of friends. I love the sense of family with this business. That's a great quote. So, again, these are selling points for you, right? Some of you are stuck on the last one I listed here, which is career-driven. Only 19% came in for this reason. So why are we going out there and selling the career aspect of it? Do you follow? So some of us need to make a shift in our languaging because you might be passing people by. And what do I mean by that? I mean that if you don't touch them where they're looking, they're not going to hear you. When we go out there and we're all about making a lot of money, coming in this business and building a side business where you're making a lot of money, I think reasons why, you got to touch what their why might be. And so you want to make sure that you're enveloping some of these other reasons why people get involved in network marketing. And community and social camaraderie is huge. So make sure that's part of your presentation. What kind of money are direct sellers making? That's a great question. Half who responded to a 2004, I don't have an updated study from the 2014 one, said less than $2,000 annually. So if you're going out there, this is why the FTC is so angry with network marketers. Because people go out there and they represent, they show the guys with the cars and the big, huge homes and all that stuff, which is something I've always hated. I've never liked ever revealing that to people. Because it's less than 0.1% or something that ever get to that point in network marketing. I mean, if you're giving up a six-figure job, much like I did to start doing network marketing, I needed to replace that. So probably that was part of my drive. Other people said, Mary Jo, you were so successful so fast. And I go, well, I also caught Manatech on a wave. That was in that upward surge, right? So it was almost like just get in the water and it's going to be great for everybody getting involved at that time because it was so massive, the direction the company was going and how fast they grew from 100 million to 400 million in 5 years or something. So it wasn't hard to be riding that wave. But the other thing was I had a lot of motivation because I left a lot of money on the table to do Manatech. So people are driven for different reasons. But for us to go out there and sell it to people that this is the kind of income you make would be pretty ridiculous since such a small percentage actually get there, which is why the FTC is requiring us to show a lot of those charts today. Can you make good money in network marketing? Absolutely. Absolutely. But are you willing to make that choice in your lifestyle changes to go out and do that? And if you're willing to do that, then you've got it, hands down. And is it better than being in an office and having a boss? I've had a lot of bosses in my life, and I'm going to tell you, this is the best thing that I've ever done. I don't make as much money in this as I made in some of my other things. Probably over my lifetime, I've definitely made a lot more money. But, you know, on a monthly basis, could I get more pay if I went back to practicing law? Of course. I mean, I could probably go get a job at a law firm and make, you know, today the what they're paying them, I can make $15,000, $20,000 a month. I don't make that in Manatech, but I don't want to work in a law firm. I don't want to work 16 hours a day and every Saturday and half of my Sundays. And I mean, you know, I mean, there's a sacrifice. I get to work the hours I want. So the benefits are there. But the concept of telling people realistically, it just depends on what they want, right? And most people, what statistically, aren't getting involved in network marketing as a source of the sole, you know, sole breadwinner source of income, or, you know, to make $100,000 a year. They're getting in to just, you know, get the discount on the products and be part of a community and maybe, you know, make an extra $500,000 a month. That would be, you know, when you talk in terms of that to people, an extra $500,000 a month, their eyes light up because they think of all the things. You can't tell them what they're going to do with that money. Only they can tell you. So sometimes it's great to say, so if you made an extra $500,000, do you have an idea what you do with it? That's a great question for you to ask new people that you're approaching, because now they're getting the skin in the game. When they can answer that question, like, oh, my gosh, my daughter wants piano lessons, my son needs soccer lessons, and, you know, that'd be like $400 a month for us to get those things done, and we can't afford, it's not in our budget, Mary Jo. And I go, great. So what do you think comes up in my conversations to close her or to motivate her, right? I have the reason. So are you finding that out with the people you're getting involved in Manatech? Are you finding out why? If you find out their why, what is it that they are looking for creating, and what is that going to, how is that going to compensate them? What is the specific reasons they need that extra cash in their lives? Now, you have the motivational stick to keep them going and just keep bringing that up, not every day, but like once every month or every, you know, just go. I remember when you first started, and this is what you said to me, and I said, oh, my gosh, I played piano when I was a little girl, and I totally relate. I think it was awesome. I don't play today, but what a great discipline it was for me at that time, and just appreciation for music and, you know, the arts. So, I mean, you follow? So you now have a better understanding. We're too anxious to get them to sign the bottom line instead of finding out what really is going to motivate them to make this happen. So you look at that. Most people make less than $2,000 annually, or, you know, or they said half who responded. Almost 94% of all direct sellers work part-time, which is great. That's another reason why people love to do it. 12% make more than I work part. You know, a lot of people go, Mary Jo, you work full-time. And I go, I think Lydia says I probably work three different things full-time. But in reality, I'm not doing anything full-time because I sit on four charitable boards, and I travel extensively, and I'm doing some self-development training, things like that. So I have a lot of things on my platter that I do outside of just Manatech, but Manatech's still my mainstay. So, anyway, and they said 12% of the people make more than $25,000 a year. So that gives you a statistic of making $2,000 a month, right? As long as people continue to seek more flexibility and work-life balance, direct selling will continue to be an attractive option. There's more language for you guys. Highlight that 3B on your outline. More flexibility and work-life balance. Great terminology. If that's not in your languaging when you talk to people, you're missing the boat. More flexibility, work-life balance. That you're hitting people in their emotional state when you use that kind of language. So not using it, you're leaving something out, right? And that's what makes it such an attractive option for people. And you can even use the language of attractive option for you, right? And most people who work 5 hours to 25 per week, so what is it giving you? It's giving you that work-life balance and flexibility to spend more time with your kids, because this isn't a full-time job. It's only full-time if you choose that. Friendship versus sales, finding a balance. Direct sales, that's number four in your outline. Direct sales is nothing new. Amway, of course, we've had it for, I don't know, almost 100 years now. Amway was the first one. I think it was the 1920s or 30s, so we're getting real close to 100 years, right? I'm sure they'll have a 100-year anniversary, and I might be mistaken on that. It could be we're past 100 years, but I'm sure they'll do that. These have been around for decades. Some attend parties for fun, a social life. And that gets, again, why do I don't want to be involved in? Because I have a limited number of friends, and I can grow so many more friendships in the network marketing realm. I have more community, so they're after community. So they love virtual parties, chat sessions, promotional contests, product-heavy status updates, those kind of things. They'll have product trainings. We have people everywhere that love these things. So we're trying to implement some more of this through Manatech as well, so that we can have more of this kind of activity going on a weekly, monthly basis. It is called network marketing because it's about leverage social networks for gain. But the way in which the Internet has increased our ability to do that, many people are being approached more than before, so it simply could be their fatigue is higher than ever. And one of the things you're going to learn about at Manifest is a new system that we're implementing called ATM. So ad tag message, is that what it is? Ad tag message, ATM. And we're going to be training on that at Manifest. So that's really exciting, a new concept. But it is about how to do it, you know, we're approaching more people on the Internet. You have social parties. It's more about selling products than it's about getting people involved in the business side. But, you know, there was one gal who sold $5 million, one gal doing ATM on Black Friday. It's crazy stuff. One person. So how would your business change in Manatech if you could sell that much? Okay, you're getting the gist of this. So that's why we're excited about it. Successful network marketers. is that where I am? People are being approached more than ever. Yeah, simple. Successful network marketers more often start building a professional network, which can then sometimes segue into friendships. Of course, that's what we love. I mean, when people look at me today and they go, where are your best friends today, Mary Jo? Well, I still have my high school friends because, trust me, I'm planning our 50-year class reunion, so that's going to bring in a lot more of that connection as well, and some of come here and stayed at my house as they go through Texas. So I love that because I'm one that I don't ever give up on friendships that I've had. But the idea is that most of my friends today are in Manatech, not in network marketing per se, but in Manatech, right, which is my company that I'm associated with. And like all you guys who show up on my Monday call, you're all in my friendship group, right? So it's like that's who we associate with. And so it's expanded my friends by massive quantities, and I love them. I love, you know, the presidential meeting we just had, Vision 2020. Those are all my friends, right? So we develop strong friendships, and it's wonderful that we get we get the ability to do that. And people are looking for that social part of it. So, but you have to find a balance, so you can't let the friends run away with the business. You got to still, that's the discipline of putting that business into it. Some companies are so heavy-handed in their approach, they tend to ruin it for others. In other words, that's where we have problems, and that's why the FTC, I invite them into our playground with open arms because there's so much fraud going on out there, and I like them to tackle this. So it's good for us to distinguish ourselves from the bad guys in the industry. So when people talk about, you know, things that happen, you go, you know what, that's not – Manatech is a company birthed out of prayer. It's a company that just loves to help people. We reach out. We love to be in people's families' lives and support them in accomplishing the results they want in their health, as well as presenting an environment of strong friendships that last forever. And that's why, you know, when you look at the statistics and they say the average person who starts with Manatech's products stays on them for 9.5 years, I don't know very many companies that could say that, right? It's a huge statistic. But most of that has to do with our social environment, that we really care about people. So we want to do that. So next, let's go into beyond social media, because this is all about really social media. It really is a net positive for our industry. Our direct selling has benefited greatly with social media, as it's a terrific outlet to add what? To add new customers. So when you're on social media trying to get people, selling the money aspect of it, good grief, stop it. Go on there and sell products. And through the sale of products, you will develop customers. My whole concept today is I just want people consuming. Even the gentleman, I told you, I just announced today that I signed up somebody last week, right? A new guy in my business. But I approached him and I just was trying to get him. He was somebody that 15 years ago was on Amber Toast's with a girlfriend that he was dating at the time. And when that relationship broke off, guess what? He stopped ordering products. That was 15 years ago. And he was talking to me about it. He said, oh, Mary Jo, yeah, I think Amber Toast, you mentioned. And I said, yeah. And we were talking in a business realm. I wasn't marketing him for Manitech. I just brought it up in the conversation. You get this? How fortunate is that you can just bring it up in the conversation? You're not even approaching them to do Manitech, and you get to sign them up. But he said, and I encouraged him to get back on Amertos because he said he once took it, and of course I have a great testimonial about my health where it is today. So he says, yes, I need to get back on the Amertos. So I had Lydia follow up with him because I was going out of town, and he goes, no, I want to be an associate. I never even talked about the business side, right? So sometimes that happens too, because they see the flexibility, and he doesn't want to do the business per se, but he says, you know, I may refer some people. If I would have been in that conversation, I probably would have said, if somebody, and by the way, if somebody says they want to be an associate, and they want it because they don't really want to do the business, but they want to refer people and perhaps do that, maybe make some income off it or something, today you can tell them, you know what, if you're a customer and you refer people, you can actually get your products for free. So, if you're looking for making a little income that might help you get your products for free, being a consumer is best if you really don't have an intent on doing the business. Does that make sense to all of you as well? Because you don't really want to make somebody into an associate if they really don't intend to do the business. If they just want to maybe send some referrals your way and make some money off of it, you talk about, well, you know, our new process with consumers is that you can get credit for every consumer that you get started. You can earn credit off of their order. That'll help you offset the cost of your order. Is that what more you're looking for, or are you looking for more of a business? So you follow me? So you want to distinguish that as well, because we have that opportunity for them to get a benefit from being a consumer today. So beyond social media, overcoming direct selling stigma, aren't all these companies pyramid schemes? Lots of course, people still are out there using that kind of language. Lots of bad news coming out of FTC, and we're going to continue seeing that. Legitimate direct sales companies pay their salespeople for retail sales. So customers is a must today, and we know that, and I just gave you another way to help people, you know, jump in and be a customer, knowing that they could potentially earn their products for free if they just are just giving referrals. FTC has gone after a lot of companies, and you can just trace that. There are more and more that are getting hit up, and we had a huge meeting at our last sessions with corporate, with Vision 2020. The S&P met with corporate for a whole day in advance, like from 9 in the morning till 4:30 in the afternoon. We met with the corporate officers and went through a lot of what's going on in the industry and other things that are happening, and clearly they're fighting the scammies, and that's why we're not part of that. Manitech has been, you know, we went through our troubles because of the Texas AG, and we had some internal issues going on that they ignored warnings from the Texas AG office. And when you ignore warnings from regulatory agencies, not once but twice, you're going to get nailed, because now you're not treating them with respect. And when you don't do that, they're government agencies, and they don't like to be disrespected. So that triggered Manitech to go through that horrific time years ago, and you know, we paid our price, and we're probably one of the most respected companies out there from a regulatory perspective. In fact, I think our head counsel gets, you know, called out to do Aaron Barta to do talks at other organizations because of what we've been through, so she can get clarity to other people. I put in here FTC skepticism over not selling on storefronts or at storefronts. This is truly not such an issue anymore with so many buying from Amazon. So, you know, the idea that, you know, people today are used to Amazon buying. So our concept of people being able to buy, like, you know, buy through Manitech, getting delivered direct to their house, we are the Amazon. We were Amazon before Amazon was Amazon. Does that make sense? I mean, it's kind of fun when people talk to you about, well, I can just pick that up at the store, I can do it, and you go, do you buy from Amazon? And I said, well, and you go, we taught Amazon how to do this business. Do you understand that? I love talking about it that way because we were here long before Amazon did Amazon. And now Amazon's just taking a whole wide range of products across the board from A to Z. And we're just saying, hey, we were the first ones shipping direct to consumers, right? And when you look back at the history of network marketing. So they want to do that, and they want direct ship. Yes, everybody wants direct ship. They'd rather do that than go and buy from retail stores. Increased education on products truly supports no need for just shipping. The education is imperative, so effective ways to do that will win. And then inferior products won't survive us. So the fact that we can look at Manitech and say we've been around for 25 years is an awesome part of our sales process. We've been, you know, there are companies out there that are startups. They, everybody wants to jump on the hottest, newest thing because they think if they start at the beginning, they're going to break through. And when if somebody says that to you, I want you to be able to suggest to them that when they come in and they go, well, we like to be on the forefront of a brand new company because those are the guys that make all the money. And you can go, that's not absolutely not true. But if that's what you believe, then let me tell you about what's happened in Manitech. I mean, we have people today that are becoming, you know, that are the top of the income line that came into Manitech in the last 5 years. And they'll look at you with these big eyes, and it's really true. I mean, the people that are in North America, the Chinese, and I mean, these people are at the top of the of our compensation plan. And they just joined us in the last 5 to 10 years. So, and Manitech's been around 25 plus. So it's not true you have to be the first people to come out to win at this. So, and then six on the outline, love it or hate it, direct selling is here to stay. We all know that. Some say internet is depersonalizer and others say the opposite, but we always want to be enhancing relationships. That's what we're about in network marketing, and we can do that on the internet either through personal relationships. I prefer that, and that's why I look at internet always and all the social media sites all about, you know, sharing the incredible products we have, not doing the business unless people choose it after they like the products, right? And we want to make sure we're not pushy and inappropriate, so stay out of that realm. If you start doing that, you're going to scare people away. You also could get busted on you know, using social media. They're going to come after you if you do inappropriate things. And the woman who wrote this article, she goes, you know, the only thing I hate about direct selling is the hatred some have for it just because some companies have ruined it for everyone. And so when people... I'm giving you this language because I think it can help if people come in and go, oh, that network marketing stuff. And you could say, you know what, I really love the model because it gives the average person the ability to bring home an extra $500,000 on a monthly basis without ever leaving their home and just tapping into the people that they know. And I said, so it really presents opportunity. But I agree with you. Notice this. Instead of fighting for the reputation of network marketing, you can say, I agree with you that there have been a number of companies out there in this industry that really have given it such a bad reputation. But we're not one of them. Got it? There have been a number of companies that have given this you know, network marketing a bad reputation and ruined it for a lot of people. But we aren't one of those. You get it? So saying that and acknowledging it is just allowing the other person to feel right, but yet giving them an open opportunity to take another look because we're not one of them. I mean, those companies you're talking about don't have an average stay on the product rate of 9.5 years. They're not people that are deeply entrenched in science, that are leading in an area of scientific nutritional science, the top number one scientifically, you know, sought after product called glyconutrients. That's not, those companies didn't have that. A lot of those companies have me too type products. So, and all they care about is, you know, making money. Manitech is not that company. We have a heart and passion as evidenced by how we approach people. We care about people, and this is about building relationships, and it's about changing the world at the same time through our foundation, right? So there you go. But you acknowledge that. When you back off and somebody says, I hate network marketing, blah, 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 you don't have to shun and walk away. And if you choose to, that's up to you as well. I just like to tell them, you know what, I get it. And they look at me like, see, now you don't make them wrong. When you make somebody wrong, you lose them. When you support them in their opinion on it, they're going to be shocked because they expect you to fight for network marketing since you're in it. But you don't have to say network marketing is bad. You can say, I agree with you that there have been numerous companies in this industry that have given it a horrible reputation. So I'm not saying that I disagree with that, but there are some awesome companies, and Manatech happens to be one of them, that have been through the trenches, that understand that the only purpose we're here to do is to be like an Amazon for one of the greatest breakthroughs in nutritional science. And you can choose to play with us and have fun with it and impact people's lives every day with these incredible breakthrough products or not. That's your decision. But we are not going out there selling people and making millions of bucks, and we're not going out of business tomorrow, right? So if someone is considering giving direct sales a shot, be sure to check out the company. These are just the things, you know, you go, you know, check out our company. You can do that with us. Consider the viability of the product as well. These are your checklists for you. Company must be a member of the Direct Selling Association because there are severe restrictions in order to be a member there, so you know you're getting a quality company. Be able to introduce them to success stories at whatever level. By the way, we're developing a lot more short videos that are going to be totally compliant, that you're going to be able to hear from people from their hearts about why Manatech or why Ambertos. So I guarantee you that's like top of our list with Manatech to knock those things out. So it'll be easier for you to just drop those in an email message or text a link to somebody or whatever, or just play it right there on your phone while you're working with them. Be realistic about success stories. Again, I love to talk about making an extra $500,000 a month. I love people to dream. Most people, if you said $20,000, $30,000 a month, they don't even have a concept because it's not even part of their brain process to be able to conceptualize what they would do with it. Sounds good, but it sounds fake. So when you talk about $500,000, people can right away relate. Just like I said earlier, my daughter's piano lessons, my son's soccer, you know, coaching. I mean, these things are things that are, they're small things, but they're big things to that mom. So be realistic about it in sharing what you're doing. And so you don't have to talk about the big dollars. Talk about the smaller dollars, and they can choose if they want to go on. And then I put the quote at the end. This is out of the article, too. But there's a reason there's only a few that do really well. He said, it's not easy being your own boss. How about that? Everybody agree with that one? Yahoo, right? Yeah, your worst employee and your best employee. Just look in a mirror. So hope you guys enjoyed it. Any questions, anything? Did I help you with languaging? Hello. I did go over. I might have lost a lot of people. Okay, everybody. Great having you on the call today. Keep your eyes and ears open. A lot of things happening, and I look forward to seeing you next week. Bye, everyone.